www.ShopRite.com. You'll be glad you did.
America Tonight, the name of the show. I'm Kate Delaney. We're getting ready to swing into another weekend. I hope you had a fabulous week. Oh, my gosh, we're already into May. You might want to plan ahead if you live in one of the 70 cities where the May Day celebrations are planned. You know what the celebrations are, or rallies. It is to protest the immigration law in Arizona that probably will never take effect. It's supposed to kick in 90 days, but the lawsuits are starting to trickle in. Most likely you'll see an injunction, probably a referendum issue. If that happens, then it goes to a ballot measure and won't be voted on until 2012. But the dust-up did do something. It raised the awareness once again in this country. Hey, didn't we do this 4 years ago with marches and protests and opinion polls on both sides of this thing? Well, here we are. It's like deja vu. 4 years, nothing happens. A lot of conversation, some failures along the way, and then it's shelved once again. So now we're back to the same place that we as a society here in the United States were before in trying to figure out, how do you unravel this problem? What do you do along the border? What do you do when it's not safe along the border with all those border towns in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, across the bottom part of the great United States? Just look at a map. It's easy to figure out where some of the problems are, and especially in Arizona because of the desert. And because of the miles and miles that cannot be patrolled by the Border Patrol. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. So who doesn't have an opinion on this? Everybody, including Michael Steele, the chairman of the RNC. He was asked about it today on one of the cable shows. Here was his response.
The chairman of the Republican National Committee understands that the realities right now for the country, as reflected in Arizona and elsewhere, is that we have, as a people, have to come to grips with this issue of immigration. We can no longer use it as a political football. We must keep in mind the families that are impacted by the lack of decision in this area. And the leadership has to confront what has always been the growing chorus of concern from the American people is, let's deal with border security and control. Let's put that house in order.
Yeah, let's put that house in order, as he was saying first. So it's the same thing that we were talking about 4 years ago. How about security at the border? How many times do we hear that? And yet there's still not enough. There's not enough Border Patrol agents. That's part of the problem. But to do that, you have to hire more, you have to have more training, and you have to have more money. And what don't we have? Enough money to train enough Border Patrol agents that we can stack enough of them up and along those areas in Arizona and other spots. It's just not, it's not going to happen. There's no way. In the meantime, since Michael Steele was on the set of this cable show, he was asked about another interesting story. It's so easy, isn't it, when you decide, I'm all about the politics, baby. So a guy like Charlie Crist, who's the governor of Florida, Republican governor, has decided, no, I really want to be a senator. So I know I can't do it on the GOP side of things. I'm going to flip, and I'm going to pull a Joe Lieberman, and I'm going to run as an independent, which could split votes, which could hurt the Republican candidate there. Anyway, Steele was diplomatic, but here was his take on Crist.
Well, you know, that's Charlie Crist's decision. As I've said from the very beginning, I'm looking forward to going into Florida in November and supporting the Republican nominee for the United States Senate. We want to keep that seat in the Republican column, and we're looking forward to going forward with the nominee. And if Crist is not in the primary any longer, then we know who the nominee will be. That'll be Marco Rubio. And guess what? There will be no Senator Crist.
All right. I don't know that there will be a Senator Crist, but there is a chance that could, you know, portion off the vote and ultimately hurt the Republican candidate, like I just said. All right. The big story, really, that so many are concerned about is this oil spill. and the platform catches on fire, it sinks, and where are we at this point? It's a hell of a mess. That's what it is. And will it affect offshore drilling in the future? Does it affect the way you feel about offshore drilling now at this point? Do you still think it's the way to go? Or do you say, I'm opposed now, man? Seeing these pictures, looking at what's probably going to be the worst oil spill when it hits the shores, I just can't go there. I'm saying I am totally in support of this. Have to have offshore drilling. It's sad what's happening at the Gulf. It's going to affect a lot of people's lives. It's going to affect the fishing industry if they can't stop it. And with the leaks and the amount that's being pumped out, I just don't think they're going to be able to do that. But I still support the idea of offshore drilling. It has to be done. It's absolutely the one thing I agree with the president on. I was thrilled to death when he said it that day. I was shocked that he actually mentioned Delaware all the way down to Florida, but it's what has to happen. Those leases have to go through. Or ultimately, it's just not realistic to say, and I love it when people say this. This is just a flip answer when you say, well, people could walk then. If we're such an obese nation, people could walk. Or maybe they could ride their bikes. Well, yeah, if you could. But the problem is most people don't commute anywhere near where they work. 45 minutes an hour and not realistic in some of these urban areas. And for that matter, in some of the areas that where you have very limited public transportation. So that's just a stupid response. I got a bunch of emails that talked about that. And it'd be great if there was fabulous subway systems all over the place and everything was interconnected. Sure. But it's not that way. So the Gulf Coast is bracing for that terrible tide with the largest oil spill probably in decades that will hit the marshlands and the beaches really at the mouth, if you've ever been down there, of the Mississippi River. And the Saturday, this Saturday, it's so weird. Somebody told me this today. It's the first date actually that they can go and catch what they call live bait. And we're talking about an area 35 miles southeast of New Orleans. And you've got dry land and marshes and lagoons and canals, and it drains into the Gulf of Mexico. You have estuaries where you've got crab and oysters and shrimp. If you've ever eaten in New Orleans, it's unbelievable seafood. Or even in all over Louisiana and Mississippi. It started last week. It was the Deepwater Horizon drill rig that blew up, to give you the specific name, sank, and now it's terrible what's happening as far as the environment. We've got a rig that was on top of an oil well that is spewing 210 gallons plus of light, sweet crude a day into the Gulf of Mexico. People, no matter what we say, this is very difficult to contain, and they have had no success with this whatsoever. The thing that they don't know is, because of the weather patterns and the amount of oil released, where it's exactly going to hit, where it's going to wash ashore. It's too early to tell, but most likely it'll happen this weekend. But where is it going to be off that mouth of the Mississippi River? It's looking like it's going to be 20 miles off of that, or maybe a little bit less than that. But weather patterns change. Coming up next, the Trifecta Challenge. I hope you all got word of it, because we have great prizes to give away. It's just a numerical thing. Post positions for the horses for the Derby's 1 through 20, and you mix those numbers in the order you think they'll come in. And if you nail the trifecta, you nail our prize pack. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Catch up with you on the flip side.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com, or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Somewhere, or maybe you pause when you're out and about and you're stopping at Chili's and you turn them to tell them to turn on the Kentucky Derby. Certainly all of you listening to me in Kentucky, I am so certain you'll be watching the Derby, or at least the results of it. So we thought it'd be fun to do the trifecta challenge. Right now, the way it stands, the post positions are 1 through 20. The horses that I like, I'm going to tell you about in a second. But before we do that, there's a horse with 30-1 odds called American Lion. And here's American Lion's trainer on the Derby.
It's a game that's really peaks and valleys, you know. The highs are unbelievable and the lows are equally as devastating. It's a tough business, you know. It's not for men in short pants. It'll test you. Test you financially and emotionally.
It will test you, that's for sure. Now, you would think that you don't have a long shot that wins the Kentucky Derby, for goodness sake. But remember, last year, 50-1 shot, Mind That Bird, stunned the field and won on the rail, hugging the rail. And that was just incredible. If you had plopped down a couple of bucks on Mind That Bird, a couple of bucks, you would have walked away with a sweet victory. That is an amazing payout. But very few people had any money on Mind That Bird. This time around in the Derby, there are some long shots, as always, and there are some 50-1 shots. Like in the 9 position, Make Music For Me is 50-1. Or Dean's Kitten is 50-1 odds. Two, you have Line of David, 30-1 in the 5 position. You have Stately Victor, 30-1 odds, and that would be considered a long shot You also have some horses like Discreetly Mine in the 15th slot, going off in the 15th slot from the 15th gate, I guess is the proper way to say it, 30-1 odds there. I'm going to tell you the horses that I like. See, this is how you would do it. If you were calling me, all you'd have to say, because you can pick any random numbers. And, by the way, because I know people listening to us, some of you are working, cannot get to the phone, you can shoot them to me only through the rest of this hour, however, at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. So the horses that I have chosen are the following. Looking at Lucky, Devil May Care, and Dublin, I would be 1-11-17. 1-11-17 if I were eligible to play the Trifecta Challenge. AmericaTonight.net, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. The idea is you just pick three numbers, 1 through 20, in whatever order. If the numbers pay off and come in a row, however you've said them, like you could say 1, 2, 3, if it comes in 1, 2, 3, then you've won the trifecta. That would be amazing if you had it that way, 1, 2, 3. I bet you there's not too often that happens. Usually it's even with favorites, there somebody's like in the fifth slot or something. It would be, you know, 1, 5, and 3 or whatever. But I'll tell you this, if you did hit the America Tonight trifecta, then you'd really be wishing that you hit a trifecta somewhere else for the Derby in an off-track betting or whatever. We're just trying to lighten the load and have a little bit of fun here. I got a couple of emails already. I'll get to those in a second at americatonight.net or 800-259-5791. Rick in Illinois, he called in at the right time. Rick, you have the honors. You get to crack the code first. What do you think?
Okay. Horse number 8.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Mm-hmm.
16.
Did you do any, you didn't, are you just shooting from the hip or did you do some research?
It's my inside source.
Your inside source. All right, so the 8 horse is Dean's Kitten, which is 50-1.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy to have a long shot like that, like last year. And then the 2 horse, I like the name Icebox.
Yeah.
And the 16 is Awesome Act.
Yeah.
I can't dispute it. 8, 2, and 16, buddy, then we'll be sending you a huge package.
What one's you picking?
I picked 1, and by the way, somebody can take mine. I picked 1, 11, and 17. So I like Looking at Lucky, Devil May Care, and Dublin. Remember you were prodding me about Irish?
Yeah.
1, Obama. 11, and 17.
Obama's Irish, too, you know.
Oh, very, I'm
okay,
sure.
Okay, I'm going to bet on that tomorrow.
1-11-17.
We'll see how it comes out.
All right, you and me both.
What the prizes I win?
I'm not going to tell you what the prizes are. It's a great prize. I can't spoil it. I'll give you one little hint. There's some movie tickets in there.
Oh, I thought maybe it might be like Carrie Prejean sex tapes. Or something.
No, there's one no the, sex tapes or
one of the 7 she made.
Or phone numbers of one of the 121 women that Tiger Woods slept with, no.
Something like that.
You're hilarious, buddy. Have a great weekend. Too funny. 800-259-5791. By the way, I'm not making up the Tiger Woods thing. Now they're saying 121 women during the whole marriage. Listen, she's already filed for the divorce papers. They're already talking about it. It's $500 million that she's probably going to get. Philip is listening to us also in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, Philip.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Coming home from work.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You can pick any numbers. Just can't be the same in the order that Rick and I have, but it can be any numbers, 1 through 20.
Well, I promise mine's not going to be the same. 10, 1, 8.
Ooh, 10, 1, 8. 10 is Patio Prada. I kind of like that horse. 10, 1 is Looking at Lucky. I like Looking at Lucky to come in somewhere in the money. And then Dean's Kitten, you like the long shot, too. You threw that in there, too, 50-1 odds. You know, that would be good if this were a betting window. That'd be good for a box trifecta.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you know, any order then. But this isn't a box deal. So if it comes in 10, 1, and 8, you win the prize package.
Yeah. But I'm playing. That's the numbers I'm playing. So hopefully it'll win because I'll win plenty of money.
Yeah, no kidding. That's the numbers you're playing. All right. Boy, you guys might have me up early going to the track in Texas. I'm writing all these numbers down. So I'm writing all the same combinations down. All right. Thanks, Philip. You have a great weekend. Good luck.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, so, see, in Kentucky, you guys know, in Lexington, it's all horse country. And I'm sure some of you have been to the Derby or probably been to crazy Derby parties. You know, the mint julep thing? I love when they sing My Old Kentucky Home. I love that. But I don't, the mint juleps, guys, I just don't like mint juleps. I don't know why. It's too sweet for me or something, the mint julep thing. I get it, but I'm just not a fan. Okay, Ray is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
What do you think?
8, 11, 8, 1, 13.
Now, do you also want to play, you're also playing these horses too?
Yes, in the last 4 years, number 8 horse has won.
The last 4 years?
Yes.
Has won? I didn't even realize that. You're just talking about post position.
Yes.
Wow, that's a good factor, good piece of information. All right, thanks.
All right.
Good luck. 8, 1, and 13. I love it that all the Kentucky guys are playing these horses for real. The 8 horse again comes up. It's come up now 3 times. Dean's Kitten is 50-1 odds. The number 1 horse comes up again, and that's looking at Lucky. I like that horse. I like the odds for Bob Baffert to come somewhere in there, 1, 2, or 3, win, place, or show. And then also, too, the 13, Lucky 13. And 13 is Jackson's Bend. I don't know much about that horse. In fact, I had some buyer's numbers for some of you that know what that is, the speed numbers. And I was going to look at it, but I don't want to go too far, stray too far from my numbers, or else I'll be all confused by the time I get to the window. 800-259-5791. Here's one from Big Jack, listening to us in Austin. He sent it to me, americatonight.net. Kate, I've been dying to do this trifecta thing. I knew you were a horse lady. I heard you say that deal about Smarty Jones. Here is my pick. My pick is 8, 9, and 10. Oh, 8, 9, and 10. The two horses, 8 and 9, are both 50-1 odds. What would be the chances of two horses coming up win, place, or show, win in place, 50-1 odds. That'd be incredible. 800-259-5791. Trifecta challenge.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Wow, nothing like a throwback tune from the 80s to get you in the mood for this trifecta challenge. I love it. Madonna, Like a Virgin. Remember how controversial she's always controversial. Listen, she's all about showbiz. She knew what she was doing when she pumped that song out and a few others. All right, so we need you to pump out some numbers. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or if you're running to the bathroom and you're going to send me an email, americatonight.net, meaning you're at work, numbers, remember, 1 through 20, as long as you do it to the top of the hour. We've already had one, and I've got a couple others in the wings, too. Interesting, you have Rick, Philip, and Ray, who all have the 8-horse somewhere in the mix. Rick and Ray both picked it to win the race, and Philip picked it to come in third. To show. So the horse is called Dean's Kitten. The odds 50-1. And here's the thing. I just was reading up on the horse a little bit, right, before we came on the air. The horse's odds are 50-1, but what I read said that might be generous. That the best moments for this horse have come on turf or synthetic surfaces. This is a horse, folks, that lost by 34 lengths on his one start on the dirt. But because he had an upset win in a grade 2 lanes and stakes, it lifted him into the Derby. That's how he got into the Derby. I don't know about you guys and your inside information, but hey, now that I've said that, it's like the curse. It's like me with my football picks. No matter what, whatever research, no matter what, probably somewhere that horse is going to come in. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you think, Rick? What is your mind telling you?
I don't even have a clue what these horses are, but I'm going to pick 479.
That's how you win, when you just pick numbers.
anything can happen in the Derby. I mean, it's been proven over and over.
Well, remember last year, that's what I said, mind that bird, the 50-1 odds.
Absolutely.
I would have loved to have, wouldn't you have? If you just put a couple bucks on that, you would have been able to take your honey out to a nice meal somewhere.
A couple hundred and it'd been even better.
No kidding. That's for sure. Well, we'll see what happens. Good luck with that one. It's interesting. He's got 4, 7, and 9. And if you look at that and you look at the post positions, which Dwayne Lucas, the famous trainer, says, who cares where the horses break from? It doesn't matter, along the rail or outside the rail or wherever, you know, all the way to the furthest possible point. It does matter how they break from the gate, I think, how they come out of the gate. And that's why it's always interesting to watch them get loaded in. So Rick says 4 is Super Saver. That's 15-1 odds. 7 is American Lion. I played a clip from that trainer. It's 30-1 odds. And 9 is Make Music For Me. That is 50-1 odds. Let's go to Edna in Kansas. Hello, Edna. Edna, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Edna, now you just is good. This is fun. You just have to pick numbers. 3 numbers in a row, 1 through 20.
8, 13, 15.
8, 13, 15. Oh, you put that 8 horse in there that everybody else has put in. I love it. Edna, good luck. I hope you win.
Thank you.
All right, Edna, such a sweet lady. She calls all her contests. It's great. So 8 we know is Dean's Kitten. 15-1 odds. Good luck on the turf. 13 is Jackson Ben, and that's 15-1 odds. And also Discreetly Mine, 31-1, 31-1 odds. 800-259-5791, and you're just picking numbers, 3 numbers in order, 1 through 20. It's the Trifecta Challenge because we have the Kentucky Derby, so it's in honor of the Kentucky Derby. Or you're sending them to me at americatonight.net like Brooke has done. Brooke B. says, Kate, this is the horses I like. I know not a damn thing about horse racing, but I think it's fun to just chip in and throw something out. So I'm going to say 20, 13, and 1, 20, 13, and 1. Well, that's the first 20 that we've had. Oh, that's that horse, 20, is Sydney's Candy, 5-1 odds. And 13, we already talked about, Jackson Ben, that's 15-1. And, of course, 1 is Looking at Lucky. Let's take another call. Let's go to Julie in Kentucky. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm trucking along.
That's a good thing.
Hey, who can run in the rain?
What horses can run in the rain? Are they calling for rain down there?
Yes, they are.
Wow. Okay. Well, the horse that I think has a good record in the rain is Devil May Care, and also the 13 horse, Jackson Ben.
Well, they may do well.
11 and 13.
But my numbers are 3, 1, and 7.
So are 3, 1, and 7, is that just random numbers you picked, or did you pick the horses?
Well, a little of both. I don't know much about any of them.
It doesn't matter. That's how you get lucky. That's what you do. 3, they're not bad picks at all. 3 is Noble's Promise, 12-1 odds. The 1 horse is the one I like, Looking at Lucky, and that 2 spot is a good spot for that horse. And then 7 is a horse that a lot of people actually like and things that I've read called American Lion. I love the name, 30-1 odds.
I do too.
That's a great name. Julie, you keep trucking. You have fun, and we'll see if you're a winner.
You have a good night.
You too. 800-259-5791. Devil May Care is a horse that I like that nobody picked so far. I mean, didn't throw out the number anyway. Devil May Care is coming from the number 11 post, and Devil May Care is taking on the boys. It's one of 4 horses in the field trade by Todd Pletcher. This is what's interesting. He's gotten close, but he's never won the Derby. He is 0-24 in the Derby. So I think it's a good omen. I like those odds because I think he's due, okay, from the training perspective. He's a great guy. And he's, I've seen horses of his, and he's trained tons of horses in Texas when I've been out to the track there. I've seen them on the East Coast, a couple of different horses. So Devil May Care has the lowest odds of all four horses that Pletcher has. He's got four horses in the Derby, and his best horse was forced out with a leg injury. That was going to be the favorite horse for most people. So still has Super Saver 15-1, Mission Impassable, and Discreetly Mine. See, here's the problem. You start to think about this stuff too much, and then it's like you get confused. So it's best to just stick with the numbers or the thoughts you have in your head and just go with your gut. Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kay. I'm going to do 3-7-11.
Ooh, 3-7. I love you picked the 11 horse. 3-7-11. So 3 is Nobel's Promise, 12-1. 7 is American Lion. Again, which a lot of people like, Izzy, 30-1. Mm-hmm. And 11 is a horse that I like, too, Devil May Care. I like yeah. Devil May Care.
I took a long shot bid in 1978. It was just a little $2 bid. I made $1,000.
You're kidding.
No, at Del Mar Racetrack.
Oh, and Del Mar is in San Diego. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Good for you. Were you just stunned? I mean, that's like a lucky moment in your life.
Yeah, I actually had done that twice in that season, just randomly picked some really serious long odds.
Yeah.
I mean, just horribly long shots. Oh, what the heck. And they both came in.
Did you pick them? See, this is what I think about with the horse racing stuff. Did you pick the horses just because you like the odds, or is something about the horse's name? A lot of times the horse's name sometimes catch people.
Well, I don't really do a whole lot of racing stuff, but I like some of the horses' names. But I worked at Del Mar when I was in the deputy sheriff's office.
Gotcha.
I was assigned to Del Mar, so I would watch them and just like, because I've ridden horses all my life.
I got you. So there's something about them.
There was just something about them, and I'd be walking around, and when they came into the paddock, I was like, oh, you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I just look at them, but a lot of times it was just like, you poor duck. You're like, the odds are so bad on you, I think I'll take you.
Oh, that's sweet.
But I won, and I just about fell over.
Oh, no kidding. Good for you. That's what an interesting life you've led all over the place. Del Mar is an interesting place, that whole area in San Diego.
It's really
beautiful.
Now, yeah. It's not so much now.
No, but when you were there, it was still a place to be. In the late 70s, it was nice. It wasn't crowded. It wasn't overrun. It wasn't outrageously expensive like now. Yeah.
Oh, my house. The house that I had in Oceanside? In 90, what year? I forget what year I sold it, but I was into flipping property. But I bought it for $47,000. It was a beautiful four-bedroom, three-bath house.
Wow.
I bought it for $74,000 in 74. I sold it in 77 or 78, I don't remember now, for $123,000. Yep. And it's now over $300,000.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Property in California, in that area, too, especially crazy. Izzy, always fun to talk to you. Thanks. Good luck. 3, 7, and 11, she has. You can still pick your numbers up until the top of the hour. We have a bunch of emails. Hurry and get in if you want to jump in on the Trifecta Challenge. You're just picking numbers 1 through 20 in order, whatever order, 800-259-5791.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Challenge. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you have a great weekend. We're swinging into it. We're getting closer. We can see it. We're headed for the finish line. I love watching the Kentucky Derby, even if you just watch the last couple of minutes, meaning of the coverage leading up to the Derby and then jump into the Derby. It's exciting. I love to hear the call of the Derby. I love it. Love that whole thing. And this year, I don't know. It's kind of a, I always say this, though. It's a toss-up. You just don't know what's going to happen, even if you know anything about horse racing. To do the trifecta challenge, you just got to pick the numbers 1 through 20, three numbers in order. And if the horses come in that order, then you win. You win an incredible prize pack. Trust me, my friends, I am overrun with prizes, and that's a great thing. We're excited about that here on America Tonight. I chose 1, 11, and 17. My horses were looking at Lucky Devil May Care in Dublin. Actually, looking at Lucky in that first spot is kind of a risky choice. Because if you go with the history of favorites, it's been a long time since somebody won from that slot. I want to say mid-80s was the last time the favorite horse won from the number one post. And 12 horses, I think it's 12 horses, have actually won from that slot, if you believe in the whole post position thing. The last one was Ferdinand in 86, and only two winners have come from the number 20 gate, with Big Brown doing it 2 years ago, if you remember. So that probably doesn't bode well for my choice, if there's anything to that. Got a couple of emails here. I'll go to those in a second. AmericaTonight.net or 800-259-5791. Let's go to Travin is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going to take my guesstimation on the Derby.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm going to go with 1-11-7. They're open.
1-11-7. Oh, you know what I like about that? You and I have 1-11.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1-11-7. I like those horses. 1-11-7 is good, though, too. The 7 horse, a lot of people like that horse. I keep saying that. It's 31 odds, American Lion. Love the name.
I wish I would have talked to my dad about it. He probably would have nailed it, but I haven't talked to him.
Yeah, he's a big horse. He loves horse racing and knows about the horses.
Yeah, he's been a trainer pretty much all his life. So.
Oh!
He never bets on horses, though, because he's, I don't know, it's a bad omen, I guess. I don't know.
Well, yeah, there's a superstitious thing. My two cousins are trainers, and they say the same thing. I don't think they bet on the horses very much either. Probably not at all. There's a weird thing, especially your own horses or something about that. You don't want to do that. Excellent. Well, we'll see. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And, you know, I've said this before. It's just like football. Football couldn't be more popular. All of us know that, right? And we sit down and watch all the games and whatever. And you listen to Terry Bradshaw. You listen to any of the analysts from ESPN, whatever stuff you're listening to, your local guys, and you start to hear it all, and it makes sense, and they're talking about the offensive line, and, geez, that last guy, that left guard, or this or that, and then none of that plays into the game, because we're just looking at factors that could end up playing out, and you can dispute all that stuff, because look what I just told you about, you know, the long shots. You had the 50-1 shot last year. I mean, 50-1. How many people thought that the Mind That Bird was going to win the Derby? And the answer is not too many people really thought that. So that's the thing. I mean, post positions, all that kind of stuff, it doesn't matter. What was interesting this year, the two that they did, is the draw that they do, it went back to what they call the pill pull for the first time since 1997. And they used to have this two-tier thing they did for TV to make it, I don't know, more sexier or whatever. And that's what they've been using. And so they went back to that old-fashioned way of doing it. I'm calling it old-fashioned, but it looked really cool. I saw a picture of it. I didn't see it live, and I thought it looked neat. I don't know. I like, too, this horse Patio Prada that's 20-1 odds, but I didn't put it in any of my, I didn't put it in my stuff. I put 1-11-17. Here's one from Vance. Vance says, Kate, love the show. It's funny. You were talking a lot about the Arizona law, and then you were talking about financial reform. It's pretty interesting stuff, I gotta say. I just started listening to you a while ago, and I love that you're throwing in some of this sports stuff. I think you used to be a sports person, so. And I was, yes, I was, at WFAN in New York and in Dallas. But anyway, thanks for that. And his guesses are 18, 17, and 16. 18 is Backtalk, 50-1. 17 is Dublin, 12-1. And 16 is Awesome Act. You never know, never know. Ruth in Texas. Hey, thanks for the jingle. How are you, Ruth?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad that you called us. Have you been listening to the show?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can. I'm also at work.
Oh, good. We appreciate that. Ruth, where are you listening in Texas?
Brownwood.
Yeah, I know that area well. Very nice. Thank you. What numbers are you picking?
4-8-12.
4-8-12. All right, 4-8-12. Ruth, good luck. The good numbers, solid numbers, and looking at those horses, 4-8-12. 4 is Super Saver, 15-1. 8 is Dean's Kitten. A lot of people have Dean's Kitten in there. And 12 is Conveyance. A lot of people like that horse. 12-1 odds, Conveyance. I think that's the first 12 that we've had on the board. It is the first 12 that we've had on any of the picks, but that's a good one. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or americatonight.net, americatonight.net. We only really have a couple of minutes, so if you are going to call, you got to make it quick. You got to get up on those numbers. Here's one from Joey D. Yo, yo, Kate, what's happening? I like horses that probably nobody else would pick to save their life. How's that for an excuse? No, actually, I think I have a good shot at this. Here's what I like. I like 4, 8, and 11. 4, 8, and 11. All right, 4 is Super Saver, 8 is Dean's Kitten, and 11 is Devil May Care. So the Devil May Care factor coming up again. Boy, a lot of people like Dean's Kitten. Hey, I feel like we should give our man Donovan a shot at this. Donovan, 1 through 20, you got to pick 3 numbers for me. It's probably, are you there? Good.
I'm going to go with 11, 14, and 18.
11, 14, and 18. Now, you know, because I know you're just picking random numbers, so I'm going to have to make sure that somebody places a bet for me on that. 11.
Oh, I wouldn't recommend that.
11, 14, and 18. All right, so Donovan's horses are Devil May Care, Mission Impassable, which is a 20-1 odds, and 18 is Back Talk, 50-1 odds. 50-1 odds on that horse.
Back Talk, that's an appropriate name for a horse for me to pick.
I like that 50-1 odds too. And in the and coming in, let's see, in show, in the show spot, that's not too bad. That's actually a pretty good place to put that horse, I would think. So good luck to everybody who called in. Quickly, we're gonna squeeze in Dr. E. Hey, Dr. E in Kentucky, what do you say?
Hey, Kate, how you doing today? I'm going to make it quick. 3, 7, 10.
Okay, this is unscientific, or these are horses you like?
This is birthdays.
Oh!
My two grandsons and mine.
Well, great. 3, 7, and 10. That's a good way to play it. That's almost like playing the lottery that way.
Yeah, but I never win there either.
But you never know. You could get lucky this time. You are locked and loaded for the Trifecta Challenge. You have the last word on the show. Thanks, Dr. E. Good luck to everybody, and thanks so much for calling. We'll see what happens in the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. I can't wait. I got my fingers crossed for 1, 11, and 17.